Bob ever talk about the lexicon, or is that something he just did on his own and didn't really bring it to the family?
No, we were always, both Ben and I always knew about his doings. He traveled a lot, you know, a lot of the, later on, as the years went by, he went to Mexico many times to have his lexicon printed there, and my mother took care of business here. Like I said, she was very smart, and she knew exactly what to do with the programs and how to tape and how to do all that to get on the air.
So maybe your father pre-recorded?
Some of the programs were pre-recorded, and then Mother would get guests for the program.
It seems that most of the expense, Abba had to go, had to use a lot of his own money to travel and to...
Oh, yeah, to do the lexicon out of his own pocket. Never made any money. Was a work of love.
But it was a work of love, right. And never, don't remember any anecdotal information about the lexicon and your father. Your father ever talk about the lexicon that you remember, or any incident come up? Or
No.
Who sold the books? Did people... I know that says a lot about subscriptions, that people paid anywhere from so many groschen to so many tens of dollars. Did they... I don't know what a subscription is. In other words, did they...
I don't know either. I really don't know either. I don't know how, but, you know, it was... The listeners knew that he had all these books, and I guess he told them, advertised it on the program, that he had the lexicon number 3 for sale, or so many books had been printed, and whoever wanted, you know.
Did he have books at home that he had... would he send out books from home once he got paid, or would someone else take care of that?
I don't remember that. I don't know.
Your mother didn't have anything to do with the lexicon except for the business part of it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember... When Abba passed away, that was, what, 1972?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
So he was already working on the 7th, and did it get to the point where he was finished and it was just kind of in editing form, ready to be published, or did he have more to do, or...
I don't know.
You don't really...
I don't really know.
Was Abba sick for a long time?
He had cancer.
What kind of cancer?
He had... let's see, what the word is,
not prostate.
No, it wasn't the stomach. What is it?
Cancer of the stomach. That's my
word. Yeah.
And between the time he was diagnosed and the time he passed away?
They operated on him. He got yellow jaundice. They operated on him and they sewed him up right away. They told us that it wouldn't be more than a few months, and that's what happened.
And you mean the time they diagnosed him, between that and the operation, how long was that?
I don't know. Maybe he started complaining that he had, the stomach was bothering him.
So it wasn't a long illness?
No, it was not for sleep, no.
What can you tell me about what he loved about you? I mean, did he love listening to music, or was he... How was his life, and what way did he exhibit his Jewishness, Jewish guy?
He had a wonderful sense of humor. You know, my husband, Ben was an opera singer, and every time they would come, we used to spend Sundays together. He loved my children, and... he used to play with the children, and we used to have barbecues every Sunday. Ben would barbecue, and every time we would put on, let's say, he used to love, by the way, Jan Pierce and Richard Tucker. So he used to love both of them. So we used to listen to the... we have quite a collection of operas here.
But he never had them over to the house, or...
No, I don't recall that. No.
When you spoke around the house, did you speak in Yiddish or in English, or...
Oh, in English, because Ben doesn't understand Yiddish.
Who did?
Ben does not understand Yiddish.
Right.
So they used to speak in English, of course.
But when it was just you and Abba and Mom...
Oh, he would speak Yiddish to me. And I would answer him in Yiddish or in English, whatever.
So, in other words, I mean, Abba would speak in English, too, to you, right? Mostly
he
Yiddish.
He would speak in English, but mainly when Ben was around, it was always in English. We used to have the most magnificent conversations about politics, and my husband is very bright.
What did Abba feel about politically?
Well, in those days, I mean, you know, in those days, who he was a Democrat. They used to discuss politics, and I can't go back that many years to discuss.
Abba was Democrat.
I think, yeah.
And Ben?
Who wasn't in those days?
Right.
Even now.
Yeah.
I mean, you had to be a Democrat after all, you know.
Did they talk about Israel and the fight for independence? And
yes, I recall that. But I, you know,
it's hard to remember a lot of this stuff. We're just asking questions here. So.
Yeah, well, you know, I was a busy lady with two little children. But anyway, it was he had a terrific sense of humor. Like I say, he always tried to imitate the singers. These two, he was a funny guy.
Abba.
I loved him. Yeah.
Who did Abba try to imitate?
Richard Tucker.
He tried to sing opera?
Yeah.
Could Abba sing?
No, he didn't. He couldn't even carry a tune.
Did he tell jokes?
But he thought he could.
Did he tell jokes?
Yes. He was wonderful.
Jokes in English or in Yiddish? Mostly Yiddish, right?
We spoke both languages. We spoke in both languages. He used to make fun of my accent. I remember that. Yiddish. He used to make fun of my accent.
What did he say?
He used to say that I looked like a Russian. He said he didn't, but he enjoyed talking to me.
So what would you say was Abba's most endearing traits? His sense of humor?
Yes. He was so intelligent, so wonderful. And like I say, he loved my children, but he would come over to visit with five or six newspapers under his, you know, folding newspapers.
English or Yiddish?
Always Yiddish newspapers. Every newspaper.
Did he always read the forward?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What else did he like to read?
I don't know of all the Jewish newspapers, you know, that he read. Probably we got rid of hundreds and hundreds of newspapers from their home when he passed away.
You threw it out.
Oh my God! Well, a lot of the stuff was sent to Israel, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he wanted. That's what he wanted.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
He was wonderful. You know, I was fortunate enough. He was in my life longer than my birth father.
Mm-hmm.
They were married 25 years.
Where's Abba buried?
Here
where?
Mount Sinai.
Mount Sinai? Is there more than one Mount Sinai? Or just
the one? The one, yes, there is. As a matter of fact, the new one is, I think, in Simi Valley. Not that one. We're the one over here. I don't know what they.
So mom and dad are buried in the adjoining plots.
Yes.
And are they in a society plot or just a private?
No, it's just the regular thing.
How often do you go to the cemetery?
I go very often. I go very often. Yeah. Well, with the freeway, it's right. It's right by the park, by Griffith Park.
Mm-hmm.
That Mount Sinai.